Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
You want to go see Aerosmith? November 24th, Climate Pledge Arena. We have the secret word. The word that you need to text to 206-803-ROCK. That would be dude.
Dude.
As in dude looks like a lady. You see? Aerosmith tickets right now. Text DUDE to 206-803-ROCK. Okay, do we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
Top writing the birthdays of Boo Bitches. Can I get a birthday shout out to my daughter, Trinity, who is 16 years old today? How about a little kid fish sandwich, some dad jokes from Miles, and a little inspirational speech from Coach Ted. Thanks, guys, and love the show. That from Dad, Mom, and her big bro.
Fish sandwich.
I'll give you a couple jokes here. Trinity? I have a couple of sock puppets for sale.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Anyone interested in taking these off my hands?
Oh, all right.
Ted, what's it called when two Rachels get married?
I don't know. What is it?
It's an interracial marriage. And do any of you guys have any jokes about hotels?
I don't.
I was hoping we could share it to a couple. And to the guy who stole my antidepressants, hope you're happy. I like that one.
All right, Trinity, you're 16. Driving's a serious responsibility. Like I said last week, unfortunately, you're going to hit something. Stay at the seat. Second of all, that one girl that's annoying in class, if she's in the back seat, she's going to be just as annoying. Don't give her a ride. She will distract you. Other than that, finish out to high school strong. If you get to college, you'll have some fun, but like, we got 2 years left. Let's buckle down.
Yeah. Hey guys, it's once again time to wish Marshawn Lynch and myself a very happy 38th birthday. This does mean I'm out of my prime, but I'll get back in my prime when I turn 41. Sorry for the math joke. Guys, today my coffee maker melted. The shower was lukewarm. Took my bike to the shin while heading out the door, and several things just stopped working at work. So for me, it was a normal day. So may I get Coach Ted talking about the greatest tool known to man, duct tape. That from Swagger.
All right, Swagger, you asked Coach Ted the right thing. Why? It's massive in my family. My Uncle Tim had a minivan. How long did he have his minivan? I don't know. I know this much. He didn't owe payments on it, and there was a lot of duct tape all over that thing. One of the goddamn lights was stuck on with duct tape. I think to this day, he's still got that van. It's outlasted Boomer, who was a dog. It's out loud. He's got grandkids now. And that van held together by duct tape.
He still has that van.
He had an Astro van. I
good.
I kid you.
God.
I mean, I think he finally got rid of it, but it was like a joke. I mean, people that know my family be like,
Your Uncle Tim still got that damn van.
Have you seen the New Deal with everybody taping their cars up when they crash them?
What?
It's not duct tape. It's a different kind of tape, but it's like holding their fender up, you know, holding their bumper together. You haven't seen this yet?
I mean, it's got to be out there because they use it in NASCAR. They use it in F1.
They use it on plane airplane wings. I mean,
that's comforting. That's comforting. Yeah.
I mean, his big thing was he took red or clear tape. So I guess it was a duct tape.
Right.
And put it where the light was going to be and then painted it red.
Damn, ooh, come on, man. That's high. How much is a new headlight for an Astro van? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes just bite some bullets.
But he still lives in the hood in Riverdale and refuses to leave. He's like, this is where I live.
Okay.
Guys, my wonderful husband Phil has a birthday today. He'd love a shout-out on the show. Longtime listener and all-around great guy. He wanted some random sound effects. Can't remember what they are, so dealer's choice. Thanks, guys. That from Leanne.
Uh-oh, look out.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BT. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. Let's get a contestant on the line. For your guess is as good as mine. Now call now. 206-803-ROCK. As your guess is as good as mine. Coming up right after a couple extra emails here involving Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Hopefully you've got a chance to try this delicious beer. It benefits our friends at the three area Fisher Houses. Guys, some locations. Craft Beers in Auburn, Washington.
Nice work. Right. Thank
they
you, Craft Beers.
The Men's Room IPA.
They also make fine slices of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Little known fact.
Guys, the Sunset Ale House has it on tap. It is delicious. The Sunset Ale House in Issaquah.
Issaquah, yep.
Great spot, man. I love that bar.
That's from Tracy, the general manager. Tracy, thank you for putting that on. We appreciate it.
Very cool of you to do, man.
Yep. Guys, a shout out to Poorhouse Pete's Incarnation and Poorhouse in North Bend.
All right.
On in both locations. Selling really well. Thanks, guys. That is awesome.
Yeah, man. Put the beer on. Let people enjoy it. It's a good beer. And again, you're doing good.
We have been to the Poorhouse in North Bend.
I know we have.
Many times.
I know we have.
Before live day, typically, or the night before.
I know. Well, if it's the night before, things end poorly. Yeah. If it's day of, well, things get poor later. Yeah.
Pretty good pizza in there, too. Guys, found it's a grocery outlet in Lake Stevens. And here's some pictures of the IPA.
Man, grocery outlet, bargain market.
I go to the Poorhouse myself.
Yeah, they got a great display in there. And great, oh, they have great pizza in there. Let's see, bitches. T-Bone and I are out and about in Redmond before birthday dinner at El Gaucho.
Oh, nice.
I played your birthday message to him, and he loved it. I was telling him about the IPA, and he mentioned that there's a Black Raven Brewery nearby. So here we are at the Black Raven Brewery.
Nice.
I'm not a hops guy, but this beer is fantastic. Thanks, guys. That's from the Sugar Schnack.
T-Bone.
To us on a Friday. Guys, finally found some at the Afreda Safeway in a pretty pathetic display because there's not that many left. That's a good thing, right? Sell as many as we can. All the naked ladies, the Men's Room IPA has been found in North Spokane, Total Wine and More.
Nice!
Picked up two of the 3 6 packs they had left. Thanks for all you do and making my work days enjoyable. That from Mark in Meade, Washington.
Total Wine hooking it up makes me feel good.
Hey,
right? Cause for years, I never wanted to go because I just hear wine. I'm like, I'm out. My wife finally went and said, dude, I don't think you understand. The and more applies to you. Now that's like going to the Playboy Mansion for me. So the idea that our beer is there makes me so happy.
All the guys, both Safeways in Port Orchard have the Men's Room IPA. That from Ryan in Port Orchard. And one more. Guys, got the new stuff out here in Squim, Washington. Safeway. Yippee. Cheers. That from Captain Ron.
Total Wine and More does have and more.
They it should be and more and wine.
Right.
Seriously, because I never wanted to go because of the name. There's one down the street. Ted, you know where it's at. And so my wife's like, dude, just go with me. And very begrudgingly, fine. I thought I'd have like two whiskeys and a bunch of wine. She couldn't get me out of there. And she's like, okay, I found what I want. I'm like, I'm not done looking.
And they're knowledgeable.
They all know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, I'm the only one that looked like a weirdo when the guy's like, can I help you? I went, nope, just seeing if there's beer here. I realized how dumb that must have sounded to him.
Yes. It did. I promise you.
Do we have a contestant ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
We do. And Ted, you know who it is.
James.
James, welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
James, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. Okay, your categories, James. We have the 10 most popular soups in the good old US of A.
Uh-huh.
Okay. and we have the best airlines in America. They compared the 9 largest U.S. airlines and 1 regional carrier across 13 metrics. Cost, delays, cancellations, injuries, entertainment options, legroom. The most comfortable go to Delta Airlines and JetBlue Airways.
I don't think I ever fly Delta or JetBlue.
I fly Delta if I'm headed east.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because typically I end up in the Atlanta airport on my way to Florida, whatever. Most reliable airline this year, that would be Delta Airlines.
All right, Delta.
The most affordable, Spirit Airlines. And the safest, believe it or not, same as the most affordable. That would be Spirit Airlines. So, James, you want to go with the best airlines in America or the best soups in the U.S. of A?
Oh, let's go soups.
Soups for James. All right, James, you know how the game is played. You get the mini right in said category before 3 strikes and you're out.
James, are you a soup eater, drinker, however it is you actually consume soup yourself?
I do like some soup, and yes, I can cook some soup myself.
All right. Okay.
All right, you know the game is played, James. Try to get as many right in the category before 3 strikes and you're out.
And Miles, well, you said this already.
Classic,
this...
Sorry, Chad, go for it.
It's all soups, right? Like bisque, all that stuff?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, yeah, good call. Good call. Mm-hmm.
All right, James, what do you think?
Let's go classic chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup is number one by far. That has been the most popular soup in the United States of America for over 50 years.
I believe that. My question to you fellas is, do you think that's just because it's kind of the first soup you have as a kid? It's not bad.
I think it's still one of the best.
It's always fine. Is it, would you rate it
homemade,
your top 5?
Homemade chicken noodle soup is one of the greatest things.
I don't dislike it. So before I get the hate, I don't dislike it. But when it comes to soup, like
That's the standard.
It's the standard.
It's vanilla ice cream.
What's that?
It's vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly.
It's your French dip.
That's fair. That's fair. Right. If you can't do this right,
you're not
going to make
it. Chicken
broth
is just good.
Like the place it used to be downstairs. How in the hell do you F up soup?
And but they found a way.
They messed up chicken noodle soup.
Have you ever eaten soup where the noodles in the soup are also dry?
No.
In spite of all the liquid that's in your mouth, I'm like, this is like fundamentally remarkable, but it's awful to eat.
All right, James, you got one for one there. Chicken noodle is number one. What's your next guess?
Let's go clam chowder.
Clam chowder number 4 on the list of the most popular soups here in the United States of America.
I do like a clam chowder. But man, all that cream, I basically would just poop myself.
You ever got the clam salmon chowder? Where they put a little bit of both in there. A little bit of salmon, a little bit of clam. Oh, man, that's good.
I also have never had the red clam chowder.
I like it, man.
Yeah,
Manhattan.
Yep. All right, James, where are you at?
How about tomato soup?
Yes. Number 2 on the list.
Come on.
The second most popular soup in America.
Would it be the second most popular if grilled cheese did not exist? Okay, thank you.
Either that or a good saltine.
I would say basically it's a dip.
No, still, it's a fine soup.
It's fine, but would you just eat a bowl of it? Yeah.
No.
Check. All right, James, you're 3 for 3 so far. No strikes against you. You've got clam chowder, tomato, and chicken noodle correct.
Let's go with wedding soup.
Wedding soup, meaning?
Italian wedding soup?
Yeah, there's the
Italian wedding soup.
What's the technical name for it, really?
That's the only thing I've heard
that's
it called.
That's what it's called.
It is, but there's the closest thing to it that you know. So wedding soup is not on the list, but there is a soup that is essentially the same exact components as that.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know. Soup?
What's that?
Sausage potato soup?
Italian wedding soup is what it's called, though, right?
But that's my understanding, but I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, so what's your guess, James?
I'm going to stick with the Italian wedding soup, even though it's obviously not right.
No, not right.
Let's go.
There's lobster bisque, there's French onion, and now I'm just saying what I like.
Split pea and ham?
Ooh, yeah.
Let's go with French onion.
French onion's number 7.
Seven?
Number 7.
That is number 1.
So far, you've in my mind, too.
Number 1 in my heart.
You've got 4 out of the 10, James. 1 strike against you. French onion is 7 is correct. Clam chowder, 4. Tomato, 2. And chicken noodle, number 1.
How about a good old minestrone soup?
Minestrone's number 3.
Yeah.
That is the closest that I think technically Italian wedding soup is.
You think?
Okay.
Close. I would disagree.
I mean, they're both Italian, but Italian wedding soup is a specific soup.
Yeah. It is. That's a fact. It's got beans in it.
Christ, what was I just thinking?
I like Ted's split pea and ham. I think that's a solid choice.
Oh, yeah. Let's do split pea and ham.
Number 6.
Yeah, that's a great
split
soup.
Split pea is a great soup. It feels like you're a baby eating it, but you know what I mean? No, now you know why babies eat crushed peas.
Because to chew them is awful, and they don't make baby food with ham hocks.
All right.
Not the good guy.
You got six out of the ten, James. There are four soups remaining. One is specific to one city in particular, and that city only. And that city exists in the South. But they are famous for this soup that includes often okra.
Oh, is that
jambalaya?
Jambalaya is not a soup.
No, it's the other one. It's gumbo.
Gumbo is a soup, yes.
I'd say gumbo, dude. James.
Gumbo.
Hey.
Did you say gumbo or no?
I did say gumbo.
Okay, number 10.
There you go.
All right.
Don't be a dumbo.
One is very, James, one is very popular here in Seattle and on the West Coast. Not as popular on the East Coast, but it is gaining traction as far as...
Oh, yeah.
This is more of a Pacific Rim soup, so to speak.
I would guess pho, yeah.
Yeah, let's go pho.
Number 9. Okay.
See, when you were talking about chicken soup earlier, Thrill, that's what I was saying. It's basically American pho, right? It's just chicken broth.
You know, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Is pho picking up on the East Coast? Because I'll be honest, until we moved to Seattle, I had never heard of pho, which is why we called it pho.
Right.
And then people said it was pho, and I'm like, I'm going to order a place and call it King and just put it all together.
But, all right, James, I'm going to give you another hint because you've only got two left. The next soup's stock is often more used in recipes than it is as an actual dish for soup. The stock of this soup is more used in recipes than it is actually eaten as a soup.
Like a bone soup?
So the only thing coming to my mind, man, there could be like lobster bisque because they use the lobster...
shells.
Lobster shells and everything. And you put that in other dishes.
Or is like cream of mushroom technically
ooh,
a soup?
Ooh, that might be it, Mike. I think you nailed it.
Cream of mushroom. Would it be like a ham hock kind of soup? Or?
No, but think about cream of mushroom soup. Like, very few people eat cream of mushroom soup, but I feel like there's 40 recipes where cream of mushroom dips and all the rest of that crap.
Let's go cream of mushroom.
Number 8. All right, James, you're 9 of 10. You've got one strike against you. There is one soup left because you have only one strike and there's only one answer left. I'm not going to give you a hint. Well, okay, I'll give you a hint. This vegetable seems to only be used for this one particular soup. I have never had it any other way than in soup. It seems like the only reason that this strange-looking vegetable is there is to be put into soup.
Is it like some sort of a squash soup, maybe?
There are two main ingredients in this. There's two main ingredients. One is a standard vegetable. The other one is a vegetable that only typically is found in soup for whatever reason. And I don't know why.
Two main ingredients.
Cream of squash?
Butternut squash?
Yeah.
All right. You got one more guess, man. All right, so you're saying this vegetable primarily.
Mm-hmm.
And is it in the name of the vegetable?
It is in the name.
Ooh, what if it's like a potato soup?
It is. Half of the ingredients are potatoes.
Right, so it's potato and...
onion?
No. You are on track.
Potato and leek?
Leek. Ooh. I bet you it's leek, dude. Yeah, it's got to be
potato. Potato and leek.
You got it, James. All right. That's incorrect. What else do we use leeks for? Tell me. Maybe I'm ignorant.
Garnish.
I know what I'm saying as far as cooking goes.
I'm with you. I think it's just used to...
cook with it much, but a lot of your, not even a lot, but some of the, like, chicken salad, shrimp salad, tuna salad recipes, they'll dice up leeks really fine. Huh. That's kind of oniony tasting.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, they show up here and there, but you're right. Not a ton. Not as prevalent as potato and leek.
Yeah.
10 most popular soups in the U.S. coming in at number 10, gumbo, followed by pho at 9, cream of mushroom at 8, 7 is French onion, split pea 6, potato leek at 5, 4 clam chowder, 3 minestrone, 2 tomato, number 1, chicken noodle soup.
The vanilla the ice cream, as Mike says, of the soup world.
Popular soups in the U.S.
Pizza starter's cheese.
Yeah.
Coming up, we will drink a toast out with the shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up in a minute, we'll drink a toast with the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A company in Japan has just released the world's first recycled diaper brand.
I saw that.
They call it a horizontal recycle because they are literally taking diapers that have been used, sterilizing them, and then putting them back on the shelves.
Good. I got no problem with that. You that bet. Makes sense.
When I was a kid, we did use cloth diapers at one point. I think
a lot of people use them at one point.
Right. I only know that because we kept them as rags later on.
Mm.
I don't know how bad they got, dude. All I know is that we used them for rags later on.
I'll be honest with you, man. Once your parent, your kids pooped on you and everything else, you're like, just use it as a rag.
Right.
No part of me does not have their blood, vomit, pus, poop, pee, you name it. Like, it's all over me.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, recycled diapers, good, man. Well, they figured out a way to do that.
You bet. New research suggests Metformin, the diabetic drug, has anti-inflammatory effects that may protect against common age-related diseases. Talking about like heart disease, cancer, cognitive decline.
All right. It's amazing that you know, 50 years of research for all of these things as it relates to your age and knowing, you know, what's in front of us. And then it always seems to be something that was not designed to address that.
Absolutely.
Is the thing.
Right.
You know, we do all this research and I get to keep doing the research and we can't quite figure it out and we get a little closer. There's almost a breakthrough. It's like Ozempic.
Right.
And I was looking for this weight loss crap. Like, well, that's not what it's about. Viagra. Well, giving you an erection is not what it was about. But exactly. They go, this is the best side effect that happens the most often. Let's just repackage.
That's one of the bonuses of science.
Sure.
Right? Like,
so
right,
many things have
the, right, like the space program. Without it, we wouldn't really have a microwave.
Right.
You wouldn't have everyone bitches about the space program. And I'm always like, look, you don't have to be interested in space. I get that. But what is spent there out of our budget is so negligible. But if you go and find out what you would not have as a direct result of that, your mind would be blown.
Absolutely.
And I promise you, you'd be the people that say, well, I couldn't live without that. It's like, all right, well, what do they say? Necessity is the mother of invention. So you send people to an extreme situation, you come up with better ideas.
Correct.
And then you find a way to use them here on Earth. Like you said, the microwave, Velcro, you name it, man. All this crap.
And it's a constant practice. As technologies get better, yet again, just like we're seeing here, you find different applications for things that are now being cycled out of whatever it was that they were at.
But the thing with medication that cracks me up is most of the time that means, you know, we do our case studies, we do our field studies.
Sure.
So we got 1,000 volunteers. We tried this. Think about Viagra. It's supposed to lower your blood pressure, I believe, or regulate it. And they go, look. Doc, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's maybe 50% on that.
No, it's real good on that.
99% of all of the men that have taken this, including elderly gentlemen,
right?
They've had an erection for the first time, and they go, F their blood pressure.
Right.
Say it's about the D.
Yeah, Doc, yeah. I've got high blood pressure.
yeah.
Well, the weight loss drugs are diabetic medications.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. A millionaire YouTuber who made himself broken homeless to prove that anybody can make $1 million within a year pulled the plug on the social experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah? 10 months, having only made $64,000, citing health issues.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why being homeless sucks, dumbass. Not anyone can do anything. A lot of people can do a lot of things, but not everyone can do anything.
And you've already made $1 million at YouTube. Like, you're good at something.
That's the thing.
So it's like, right, like, what are you trying to prove and to who?
Exactly.
It's so stupid. It's so dumb. Like, I've been homeless. I did not come from millions of dollars. Like, it sucks.
Sure.
And it's dangerous. And your health definitely deters. Like, there's a reason why most people don't volunteer to do that.
Exactly.
And the only people that do come from so much money that they know they can bounce back on the flip side.
Right. You know, and I read a little bit into it, and, you know, within a short amount of time, he found somebody that trusted him to move into his place so that he could, you know, basically operate a business from out of there where he was getting tables and reselling them on Craigslist or something like that, or he was facilitating them, doing whatever. It's like, okay, how many days were you out there on the streets when you got taken in? Okay, yeah. Sit there for a few months.
I mean, that's the thing. If you know you can get out of it, it's a different experience. There was a woman, I don't remember who it was, but it's years ago. One of the local news channels, you know, I'm going to labor the homeless. She was going to do it for a week. She made it a night.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, you have a camera crew with you. You have security with you.
Yeah.
You actually have money to go to a restaurant and buy something. Like, if you can't handle basically urban camping for a night, just don't. There's a reason why no one's happy to be out there.
Right. And you can pull the plug at any point that you want to as well. Don't forget, you always have that safety net. He didn't give up his riches. Right. He didn't give up his house.
Right. He decided to, quote unquote, live homeless.
Exactly.
And she couldn't handle it. I'm like, but you have a job that's paying you upper five figures, man.
Right.
You're okay and you can't handle
it. Right. When things get tough, you always have the ability to go. So you can also take more risks as well.
That's it.
Ta-da.
Yeah. One night. Like, Jesus.
Criminy, man. Well, to change things, honestly, I don't know how to make a segue for this, but have you guys ever met somebody that maybe did something a little bit inappropriate at a funeral?
Inappropriate at a funeral?
All
right. I do not.
Who knew that there was etiquette at a funeral?
Oh, maybe.
In fact, there's a list.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10
things you should never do at a funeral. For me, it's quite possible that at the reception after my father's funeral at this little Italian place, I may have over-imbibed a bit too much. It's also quite possible that I hit on more than one person. I couldn't tell you if they were restaurant staff, patrons, or at the funeral.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? I was grieving and looking for a little piece of sympathy, something, something. Don't get your panties in a wad. It didn't work, okay?
Sympathy, something, something.
Yeah. I mean, the weirdest one I saw, and these were kind of distant relatives of mine, is after they lowered the casket, they sat there with coolers, crushed beers, and threw the empties on top of their mom.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh. Either they really hated her or mom said, hey, do the thing I know you to do. But either way, man, that had to be jarring to see.
Well, you know what, Ted? I think if you made an early exit, that would almost be apropos. Let's crush one more for the guy.
Yeah, like, they didn't think anything of it. That's just what they did in their garage. They would all get together. I think one of them still lived at home with the mom, so when she passed away, it just was weird to see them, like, truck out coolers. And, I mean, they sat there for hours. Like, how they didn't get thrown out is beyond me. They sat there for hours. Just crush them up, toss them on mom.
All right.
Damn, yeah.
Okay.
I reached into the casket to check out my grandfather's wrist because the way he
was watch.
The way he was laying, he was thumbs up, like his hands were to his side.
Yeah.
So thumbs up. And he wore his watch on his left hand, and the way the casket was placed, his head to the left. So I couldn't see the watch face. Here's what I've learned about grabbing a dead person's arm.
It's
if you twist the arm,
you're not holding their hand.
It springs back into the position it was in before quickly, like bang.
Yes,
and you're like, that's my watch.
I don't remember. It's not inappropriate, but
my drunkle,
when his grandmother, my great grandmother, died, and they were super close, and I mean, she died at like 4 million years old, but open casket, whatever. And everyone goes up, and when he walked by, he kissed her on the forehead, which is fine, and I get it, but there's an audible, oh. Not like, oh, like, oh, ooh. Yeah, I'm looking at my brother like, ah, damn, bro, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, God.
Maybe blow her a kiss.
Things that you should never do at a funeral. Yeah. Bottom of the list, they say wearing bright or flashy jewelry. Says the attire and accessories chosen to reflect the somber and respectful nature of the event. Wearing bright or flashy jewelry can be perceived as distracting or disrespectful, drawing attention away from
what if they're Italian?
Yeah, I mean, what do you... That's everybody.
Hey, what am I going to not wear my gold chain or my watch at its funeral?
People got to know. Neglecting to offer condolences. Says even if expressing condolences feels uncomfortable, it's important to overcome this hesitation as it plays a critical role in the grieving process.
I think at a funeral, that is the safest place for you to do that.
Well, and I feel like just as much as a funeral is saying goodbye to the departed, it's also kind of that moment that you have with whoever is directly affected and left behind in that situation to kind of get that you just lost this person out of the way. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Nobody wants to be the guy whose mom died. It's like, okay, well, you have to be that in order to not be that. So going to the funeral and getting that, hey, dude, I'm sorry this happened, takes that off the table for any future engagements.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I also think it depends on your family. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't odd. We were going to have my dad's viewing on a Sunday. So it wasn't odd that we all got together for a Maryland tailgate the day before. Like, my brother was like, we're going to tailgate.
That's exactly what your dad would want.
And
you know that.
And the funeral home, you know, if you've been through this process, unfortunately, like, when you're close family, they'll be like, hey, is there anything we can do? And me and my brother were like, we got to greet people for 3 hours. We're like, hey, you put on NFL in the other room? And the guy was like, are you serious? We're like, we're dead serious.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And me and Chris, every, like, 20 or 30 minutes, I'd be like, your shift. And he'd go over to the next room, just kind of chill out, watch a little bit of football that we had on Red Zone.
Right. Because that day sucks, and you don't want to do it at all. It's a little distracting.
Yeah.
Damn it. Eating or drinking. It is advisable to refrain from eating or drinking during the funeral service. As
it's not like a movie. I got some popcorn, brother.
Well, at the end of it, you typically do have
something to eat.
You do have a party.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
If it's on-site, it's on-site. If not, I mean, that's part of the
festivities. I have never seen
festivities.
Eating.
If you're that hungry, grab a Cliff Bar in the car before you get in there, man.
Miles is right, though.
I'm sorry. There's food at every funeral I've been to.
You know what? I'm going to open a funeral home that also offers concessions.
It's the same as a wedding, okay? You go there for the celebration of life or of marriage, and then you eat and you drink and you have fun.
Yes.
That's every funeral I've ever been to.
Absolutely. That's the part.
That seems to be normal. Why wouldn't you want that for your family members?
Right. Things you should never do.
You're not eating, fam.
Starve.
My God.
I'll be honest. Sometimes funeral food's better than wedding food.
Man, you're not wrong.
People, and then typically.
Because the funeral people will get the food that this person loves.
Also, and there's another tray for the family to take home.
Right.
So, like the manicotti thing or whatever. There's typically more, you know. What?
I never got any.
Well, that's because typically a tray goes home to the family.
No, I know. It was at my grandma's house. All those greedy bastards ate it all before I could get there.
And you've never had that manicotti again, ever?
No,
she died.
She passed on.
And she didn't give the recipe.
No, she didn't pass it on.
Her last name, Lucian. You know, it ends in a vowel. This was going to be good manicotti.
It ends in a vowel.
You'll never have it again.
Bringing uninvited guests. It's important to respect the wishes of the grieving family by not bringing guests who were not explicitly invited to the funeral service.
Who else wants to go?
He's my girlfriend right now.
All right, I guess I would thrill, though. If I had a friend that said, yeah, if you really want to go, you can go, I'd be like, you know what?
I don't.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
You have that time. Talking during services.
Yeah, that's
again.
Right. Yes.
Say it again, player.
Preach.
I mean, I guess if they have to put on this list, these things happen. But to me, like, right, man, look, a funeral, even if you didn't know the person well, this is the time to sit the F down and shut the F up.
Right.
That's all you got to do for like an hour, and then we'll eat.
Hey, man, Hawk's up by three.
Okay. To be fair, I've been to one funeral where that information had to get around. And no one was being mean. It's not that.
It was just bad timing.
It's an NFL Sunday, and it was like late November. Yeah. So the playoff picture's like coming into shape and stuff. So everyone there loved the person who had died, but there was definitely, hey, brother, Tremendo, in front of you. We're up by 13, but it's only the third quarter. So you have to lean up. Hey, man, I don't mean to bug you.
Get the game.
We're up by 13. But like, they'd pat your hand. Like, good looking out.
Yeah, I mean, I remember checking on that game. The Seahawks beat the Lions.
There we go.
It's a wild game.
It's crazy.
It was. And then my cousin's one husband, I said, man, were you that close to my dad? You're taking this hard. He's like, nah. Freaking Ravens blew a game.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I'm just like, God, that was really, because now it's post.
You're so upset.
Now we're back in the house. I've had a couple pops. I'm like, man, like, kind of impressive how serious Joe is right now. And he's like, I don't know why we went for it on four. I was like, all right, I don't want to hear
about it. Using your phone.
However,
what we just mentioned.
Come on.
Just come on. Give us a minute here. Give us a minute. Dressing inappropriately. Wearing casual or overly flashy clothing to a funeral can be seen as lacking respect for the deceased and their loved ones.
I didn't know them that well. I worked with him 2 days a week, man. I never really got to know him.
No, it's cool, man. I'm just here for the food.
Yeah. I come up with a bib and your own fork and knife.
Yeah.
So when do we eat?
Hey, can we just break into that? Like,
while you're talking, would you mind if I eat some of that manicotti?
But the number one thing that you should never do.
There's always cold cuts.
Yeah, at a funeral. And it's being late.
Yep.
Also, side note, for those that are late, can we get like churches and funeral homes that have quieter damn doors into the parlor? Right.
Like, although, to be fair, if you're going to be late for a wedding or a funeral, I would suggest the funeral.
Yeah.
You cannot hurt this person's feelings. Everyone else will look down on you, but the wedding is like, well, they know.
Oh, I just missed him.
Look,
I know.
Batman and Jolene will be late for their own.
No, guaranteed.
I thought they passed away. No, they're still on their way here. Nah. They can't get here in time.
No, dude, he died in 2021. Right. It just
I would also say, because I've witnessed this one, you know if you're a boozer, like a boozer.
Oh, yeah.
Don't show up and be the most emotional person at the viewing when you're not even family.
Right.
Oh, Lord. That sounds personal.
It was. We literally had to walk a guy out.
Oh, damn. Jesus.
Yeah. So wow. I was like, God damn it, Harry. You get blacked out drunk every day. Like, all we're asking is, like, you didn't even know him that well.
Right. Can't spare this time.
I'm sad.
Right. He's like, I mean, just flowing, Mike. Really?
Yeah.
Were you like, none of the rest of us were even
He was having a hard day. No one even missed this guy.
Right. I was shocked he was even there.
So was he.
Yeah. He probably don't even remember. Nice guy, though.
A couple in Florida were arrested.
Old Harry.
A couple in Florida were arrested for having a winning lottery ticket, Miles.
How is that possible?
I'll tell you how at 550.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 550. In the meantime, it's going to contest on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, we've made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.